This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Thursday of Week 11 for your Philadelphia Eagles, getting closer to that really, really big game against the Patriots Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, is back with me on this Thursday morning. Merrill, good morning. Yesterday was the first injury report of the week for the Birds. What can you tell us about it?
Well, two players didn't practice at all, and they were linebacker Nigel Bradham and wide receiver Alshon Jeffery. Both are nursing ankle injuries. Now, taking part in a limited way were running back Jordan Howard, and I'm sure he'll play, and tackle Jason Peters, and that remains to be seen.
Now, Merrill, Alshon Jeffery, he's in a lot of conversation these days because of the struggles of the wide receivers. So, hypothetically, I mean, Doug said he's day-to-day, but hypothetically, if he's not able to go on Sunday, what is that going to do for a position that is already having a lot of issues?
Well, they did pick up another wide receiver, as you know, for the third time he's become an Eagle, and that is Jordan Matthews. How they align them remains to be seen, but I would think Jordan Matthews is the first man in.
And Merrill, Eagles are facing Tom Brady. They have faced him a handful of times in his career, two of them in Super Bowls. What makes Tom Brady arguably the best of all time?
Well, first of all, he is one of only four players to win six NFL championships. The other three are Herb Adderley, Forrest Gregg, and Fuzzy Thurston, all played either all or part of their careers with the Green Bay Packers. But here's the interesting thing about Tom Brady. He was drafted in 2000, and everybody knows he was the sixth-round draft pick of the Patriots, but he was actually the seventh quarterback picked that year. Who were the other six? The Jets picked Chad Pennington. The 49ers then picked Giovanni Carmazzi. You remember him? I don't either. The Baltimore Ravens picked Chris Redman. Pittsburgh picked T. Martin. New Orleans picked Mark Bulger. And Cleveland then followed with the immortal Spurgeon Win. So then came Tom Brady. Imagine all of those quarterbacks picked before, as you call him, the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
How did all those teams miss like that, Mayor? I mean, that's several rounds of missing.
Well, it's a lot. Well, look, you have to say this. The Patriots missed him for five rounds before they finally took him. And he came in only because Bledsoe got hurt. So, but he was not a starter until his very last year at the University of Michigan. And I remember Tom Brady telling me once at a press conference that every level that he played at, when he was playing youth football, when he was playing high school football, when he was playing college football, he never came in with a lot of accolades, and he had to fight his way to get some playing time. And finally, at Michigan, they used him. And then the rest, of course, after he became a Patriot and Drew Bledsoe went down, the rest is history.
Now, Merrill, this is the first time that Carson Wentz is going to be playing the Patriots and going to be playing Tom Brady. He doesn't want to make a big deal of it because he's playing the Patriots defense, but we can make a big deal of it. How much does this game ride on how people may view Carson Wentz?
Oh, I think you judge Carson Wentz on the body of his work. And when you say he doesn't want to make a big to-do about it, Carson Wentz is a professional. He has such passion. He has such fire going into every game. I don't think there are different levels. He focuses on one game and wants to be the best quarterback he can possibly be for that game. So in retrospect, he may look back and say, hey, this is great. I had a great game against the Patriots, or be disappointed if his play is not where he wanted it to be. But he can't afford to start putting levels in and start thinking about the Brady matchup or the first time that he gets to face the Patriots. He didn't face them in the Super Bowl. Of course, that was Nick Foles. So I think I don't think that's on his mind right now. The Patriots were on his mind the same way that the Bears were on his mind and the Bills were on his mind.
Merrill, back to Brady. I know your keys are tomorrow morning, but I guess the key to stopping him really is having Fletcher Cox and whoever is next to him, most likely a lot of the time Tim Jernigan, if he's a little healthier, basically wreak havoc in that middle of the pocket. Is that the key to slowing down Brady?
At times on third downs, but you really can't get to him on first and second down because he takes two-step drops, and sometimes he only throws the ball 5 to 7 yards, and usually he's throwing it to Julian Edelman. Watch him. He plays catch and pitch, catch and pitch. He gets rid of it so fast, but once in a while in a third down situation where he has to go deeper, then you have a chance.
Now, you mentioned Brady and you mentioned Julian Edelman. Those are the two Patriots that will stick out to people. Who else sticks out in the Patriots to you, Merrill?
Well, what is James White, number 28? When he's in as a running back, he's really a receiver. He's an outstanding receiver. There's no doubt about that. As far as their wide receivers are concerned, Edelman is the one. They're deep threat, and he's not on the field all the time. That is number 13, Philip Dorsett. And then the other guy they picked up a few weeks ago, the former Atlanta Falcon, Mohamed Sanu.
Well, this is, you know what, Merrill? It kind of feels, it's not the Super Bowl, so I'm not even going to like get close to that. But it kind of feels like a Super Bowl lead up because of the bye week and the 2 weeks from the last game to when this next one is going to be on Sunday. So, like, I can't wait. I know you can't wait. We got your keys to the game tomorrow morning, and I'm looking forward very much to that.
Look, it's a huge game, and the Eagles are 5-4. The Patriots are 8-1, by the way. But the Eagles are 5-4, and when you're 5-4 and in the midst of a race with Dallas, who is tied with you record-wise, there is not a lot of room for error. I know that there are. It's not going to be a must game the way that it is when you have two games left and you have to win both of them. But it's a very important game, and I think most of us feel it's almost imperative that the Eagles take one of these next two against either New England or against Seattle. Like to take both, but I think it's extremely important to win one of these next two.
Agree with you on that. Merrill, thank you for the time as always. We'll talk tomorrow morning.
See you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.